you ever had a secret?
Shh. You couldn't tell anyone?
I have a delicious secret.
Spill your secrets.
We have Gabby on the phone with us today for Spill Your Secrets.
Hey, girl.
Hey, guys.
Gabby, you sent us a message saying that you have a secret.
And you're not even sure it's a secret.
Yep.
That's okay. Just tell us what it is, and we will tell you if you should spill it or save it.
Yeah, either way.
Okay. So whenever I post to Instagram stories, my boyfriend's friend sends me emojis.
Like the reaction emojis?
I guess so. Like, I'll post a picture of a selfie, and then he'll just send me the heart-eyed emoji or the fire emoji. And last week, I posted a video of me doing squats, and he sent me a heart emoji? Like, what? The emojis are just kind of nonstop.
Hmm.
Also, there's been a few times where, instead of an emoji, he'll just respond back to my posts with a DM saying, Kyle is such a lucky guy. Kyle's my boyfriend.
Okay, I feel like this guy is just trying to feel you out.
Yeah, right?
Like, he wants to see what your reaction is to these little flirty emojis and comments. And he wants to see if he can push it a little further with you. Whatever further is.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's hard to say what the subtext of sending an emoji is. Like, hearts and fire are pretty common everyday emojis. They're, like, in my top five at all times. I think if he starts sending you eggplants or squirting, dripping, wet, sweat, you know the one, those emojis, then it's inappropriate and you need to spill it to your boyfriend right away.
I definitely agree that it is hard to decode emojis sometimes, but it's not hard to decode how you feel. And to me, this feels skeezy.
Yeah, it just feels uncomfortable and confusing.
Also, you know what? There are two things that I don't like here. One, the times where he says, like, ooh, Kyle is so lucky. That's weird. And also, too, that all of this is in private. Nobody can see these messages but you and him. So he's really dancing on a thin line here. And I'm just going to go ahead and hit the button without you today, Ian. Gabby, you got to tell your man.
Spill your secret.
I don't know. I just think that the next time this friend of her boyfriend says how lucky he is, and then, Gabby, I think you need to say, actually, I'm the lucky one, and leave it at that. I think you can handle this all by yourself.
Let's just keep that one to yourself. Save it.
Well, I know you guys usually open it up to listeners to give their advice, too. Can you do that today? It might help me.
Of course.
1-800-953-2464. What do you think Gabby should do?
Does she spill her secret and tell her boyfriend about this friend's DMs to her? Or does she save her secret and just deal with it herself?
Thank you so much, guys.